We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There I was sitting on a couch in a Charlotte neighborhood that wasn't exactly glamorous. And I was watching, getting ready to watch a selection show, and then my phone went off. Mark Barron to the Steelers, 2 years, $12 million. What happened there? Did we miss something?
I think it just cut. You cut early on Eric.
Oh, he had more?
He was just had to finish like saying something, I think. I don't know. You're getting back into the swing of things. Feral cats were going at it yesterday. You had to deal with a lot. You've been up since 3 a.m. It's okay.
Vinny Bonsignor covers the Rams for The Athletic, and he's nice enough to join us right now. Vinny's probably like, wait a minute, somebody actually wants to interview me about Mark Barron? Was this on your off-season to-do list, Vinny?
A little bit, yeah. I think that he was always a by the way, I was waiting for the Penguins update before you cut your guy off there. I was on hold waiting on some Penguins news, but
they lost.
Just kidding.
They lost
another time. Great to hear spring baseball, though, at any time of year. But I love
All right, so what happened? Tell me if I have this right.
All right.
So Mark Barron was owed $5 million by the Rams. They cut him, and now the Steelers are paying him $6 million a year?
I think it's something along those lines. I think it was more closer. It was closer to $6 million that the Rams owed him. I'd have to look at the books again. It gets kind of confusing with the salary cap and with bonuses and all that.
But Why'd they cut him?
If I remember correct, what's that?
Why'd they cut him?
Well, they needed money to put elsewhere. They have a whole bunch of unrestricted free agents and restricted free agents that they wanted to bring back. It wasn't like their thing was always to bring him back or the possibility to bring him back at a reduced cost. But obviously, the Steelers valued him and gave him more than what the Rams were going to pay him. It wasn't like he was a player that they didn't really want anymore. It's just the nature of the hard cap world that NFL teams operate in. And you have to make hard decisions. You're not going to be able to bring everyone back. The Rams are going to lose Ndamukong Suh. Obviously, they cut Barron, not a move they really wanted to make. If you put inserted some truth serum in there. Lost LaMarcus Joyner, their free agent safety. So it's just that time of year where hard decisions have to get made. And the Steelers had a need, and they paid Mark Barron more than what the Rams were going to pay him.
Vinny, when I look at his advanced stuff, the Pro Football Focus stuff, he does not exactly grade out favorably, at least this past year. Did Rams fans like this guy? Was he thought of as, hey, that's a useful fungible player for the team, or was he sort of thought of, hey, seventh overall pick and on his second team with us here, and he's kind of disappointing? What was the read on this guy?
No, I mean, he had good moments with the Rams. This was a guy that was kind of a glue guy for the last few years. Had some injuries that he had to manage. I remember last year, the year before, there was a lot of times in Houston practice. So just getting him onto the field on Sundays, became a something that they had to manage. But when he was on the field, he played pretty well. You know, when you look at a lot of those advanced stats, and they can sometimes paint a picture of a guy that tends to be ugly, but in reality, he's a good, solid football player. And I think that the Pittsburgh Steelers are getting a player that can still add some value in the coverage game. He's a former safety. So he runs pretty well, is pretty decent in pass coverage, is still tough as nails, and is going to be an impact in the run game. Is he the player he was 3 years ago, 4 years ago? No, he's not. But I still think that there's value there and there's production there for a Mark Barron and a defense with the Steelers.
Vinny Bonsignor covers the Rams for The Athletic. He's telling us about Mark Barron. So he touched on the scouting report a little bit there. What is he good at? What are his strengths as a player?
Well, Well, it used to be pass coverage. I think he's lost a little bit of a step in that regard. They also changed the scheme midway through his Rams tenure. They went from a 4-3 defense to a 3-4 defense. That changed things a little bit in his responsibilities and, you know, his particular skill set. He down the stretch and in the playoffs, he played well. Not great, but well. He could still be an asset in the run game. And again, you know, depending on who he's being asked to cover in pass coverage, he could still be an asset there. He's a former safety, so he has that skill set. You know, is he going to be a great player for the Steelers? I mean, ideally for them, you know, he has a great season. But to expect much more than a good, solid football player, I think would be overstepping it a little bit.
Vinny, it becomes relevant for Steelers fans, this next question, I think, just given the tumultuous nature of their season and offseason and the rumblings coming out of the locker room. Is this guy or was this guy well-liked by his teammates, thought of as a good guy in the room, et cetera?
Yes, very much so. Very quiet. You know, kind of unassuming. He's not going to make waves. He's going to do his job. Definitely not anything controversial. I think that you guys got a pretty good taste of that the last year or so. He does not profile in any way, shape, or form into that kind of a player. He's going to go in into the locker room. He'll be a leader more quietly and with his play than words. But he's going to be somebody that the Steelers can depend on. To be a guy that sits and doesn't make waves and any of that, there's no way that he's going to be that kind of a guy.
Vinny Bonsignore, Rams reporter here on 93.7 The Fan. All right. How much should he play? Is he a three-down player? Is he a certain package? If you're going to try to use this guy, is it we're on the field defensively, so you're out there, or do you got to pick your spots with him?
Definitely, at the very least, a two down player, and he can still play some depending on the scheme and whatever package you have out there. He's not going to embarrass himself by any stretch of the imagination if he has to be there out there on third down. He can still cover tight ends, and you know he can still at times cover running backs. It's tough being an inside linebacker nowadays. The way defenses or offenses has spread things out and forced guys at that size and at that position to cover sometimes wide receivers and definitely running backs and tight ends. It's not the easiest job, and they go right after those guys because that's the matchup that they're looking for a lot of times. So depending on the package, and that's going to be up to your defense coordinator, obviously, there will be packages that he can still be an asset in pass coverage, and I'm sure when other offenses are really spreading it out and they need an extra defensive back or two, then he'll probably won't be on the field. But the one good thing about Mark is that he has experience and has a history as a defender in the pass game, so you're not getting just a run stuffer by any stretch. He's a guy that can definitely, you know, still cover in certain schemes and certain packages.
Vinny, was his move to being a linebacker one, I don't know if this is really an answer that could be definitive, was it because he maybe was losing a step, or was it sort of elective to try to adjust with the times in the NFL where your Deion Buchanan's, guys like that are becoming more commonplace, that type of player, that body type?
Yeah, when he was traded to, they were still in St. Louis when they traded for him. But from what I understand, he had, you know, when he was in Tampa Bay, that's who drafted him. And then they made a switch defensively. It was more scheme oriented for the Bucs. I think they went to the cover two or away from the cover two. I always forget which one it was. But whatever it was, it made him less of an asset for that particular scheme at safety. So they traded him to the Rams, who said, well, we could use him, and this was Greg Williams, the defense coordinator at the time, kind of in a hybrid role. So he split time playing some safety, playing, you know, coming down in the box to play some linebacker in that first season that he was there with them. And then in 2016, he made the full-time move to linebacker. But again, because he has, you know, safety in his background, and he's not the biggest linebacker out there, but he is tough. I'm going to say that. He's tough as nails. He made a nice transition in the 4-3 defense to an inside linebacker who could also cover. So I wouldn't say it was because he slept. It was more scheme-wise that the Buccaneers said, you know, okay, we're going to trade him. And for the Rams and Greg Williams, hey, here's a hybrid guy that we could use both at safety and at linebacker.
Steelers sign Mark Barron to a two-year deal. Vinny Bonsignor covered him in L.A. the last couple of seasons. You mentioned injuries. Is this an injury-prone player?
Injury-prone, I wouldn't say injury-prone, but there were, you know, some issues that had to be managed more than anything.
Like what?
That he, you know, that just prevented him from practicing. But the Rams did a really good job with a lot of their veteran players of managing practice time and practice snaps so that guys were ready. Their whole thing was, hey, you need to just be ready by Sunday. So they did a lot of above-the-head stuff where it wasn't as physical during the week. Guys like Andrew Whitworth and sometimes Mark Barron and John Sullivan and the veteran guys got days off during the week from the actual practices basically to make sure that they were ready to go on Sunday. So that's something to definitely keep an eye on. He wasn't necessarily injury prone. There weren't a lot of issues. It was just one particular deal 2 years ago, a leg issue that you know that prevented him from being out there in practice, but he did play most of the games.
Vinny, thank you. I don't know if you painted a great picture. I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm processing it because the last thing I'll say to you on this is, if this is a team that was a few plays away from winning the Super Bowl, it's hard for me to comprehend that they would cut a player that they thought was good or important just to spend the money on someone else. You know, so that's what I'm trying to process here.
I wouldn't hold that against Mark Barron at all. They had to make some hard decisions. They, you know, their big contracts to Todd Gurley and Aaron Donald are and Brandon Cooks are starting to get paid this year. So their salary cap was limited, and they had to make some really hard decisions. And in the scheme that they run, the 3-4 defense that they run, inside linebacker in Wade Phillips's world isn't as highly prioritized as other positions are. He feels like he can get guys in there to play that position, and they just felt like, okay, you know, we need to free up some money. What positions are less vulnerable for us? And, you know, where do we feel we can go in order to get a player that can match what that guy is giving up or close to it at a fraction of the cost? So it was more money than ability for sure.
All right, Vinny, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
All right, guys, take care, and we'll see you in Pittsburgh next year. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.